Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, so this woman gets on the bus with her baby. The bus driver stops. She goes, "Hey lady, that is the ugliest baby I've ever seen in my life." She goes back to her seat, and the guy next to her goes, "That is the rudest thing I've ever heard in my life. Go give that bus driver a part. Just give him a piece of your mind, and I'll hold your monkey."
Oh, man. That's not nice. That is not nice.
Hey, man. Welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast, dude.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast, episode 114, or as Peter would say, episode 87.
Season 16. Season 16, episode fucking 842.
How'd you get that? It's 113 divided by 7 plus 4.
There you go. It's episode pi.
113, so I figured we were at 114.
Wait, no, it's 113 today.
Let's start over.
We're on season pi.
Why start over? This is funny.
Yeah,
all right. Keep going. First of all, before we go any further, I introduce the main people on the show. I'd like to thank Jackie, the joke man, who was on last week as our guest. And you want to see his documentary, you can see it on jokemanmovie.com.
Yep.
Jokemanmovie.com.
Learned a lot about him, how he's one of the originators of comedy on Long Island. And now let's get to the main event. Let's welcome coming in at 2.
God, say it, you prick.
Say it. Do it.
Mike Green.
255. My balls weigh 255. What do you thought? John, you look good there. What was that? A new hair? Well, your hair looks a little greasy. What do you do? Comb it with a pork chop?
I got them all cut.
Yeah, 255. I was born at 255.
I hate when people say, they go, "You got a haircut?" I got them all cut. Shut up. Yeah. All right. And we have Craig. Craig, the chef.
Craig,
yes, I was 5 pounds 5 ounces when I was born, but holy shit, did I make up for that?
Craig came out eating.
Wait a minute.
That's not what I meant.
Wait a minute. That would explain a lot, but no.
Craig, you look like you're in a lot of pain, even though the viewers can't see. Listeners, we got no viewers. Listeners can't, but you seem like you're in a lot of pain.
I am.
I heard you were in a lot of pain.
What was that?
I heard you were in a lot of pain.
You heard, like, yes. Thank you for acknowledging like my pain, Mike.
They can't
see you.
They got to hear that you're. What were
you? Did you hit a big bump or something in the car? What's going on?
I did, but that's not why I'm in pain. I'm in pain because I went to a dentist who didn't know shit. I'm sorry.
No, I hate dentists. That's all right. Don't be sorry.
Fucking dentist. No, he was a total dick. I'm sorry, a total dick. I went in there. I sat in the chair for 2 hours after they did every x-ray they could come up with.
Right.
2 hours, I'm sitting there going, this is a busy office. It was an emergency visit. I had pain. One of the office staff comes into the doorway at 5 o'clock and goes, "I'm sorry, sir. We're not going to be able to do your cleaning today." I go, "What cleaning? I'm here because I have pain." "Oh, the dentist is with a patient." I'm like, "No shit." He goes, "He's going to be busy for 20 to 30 more minutes." And I started to lose it, man.
You should have lost it a fucking couple hours earlier, man. What are you doing sitting there for so long? You're in pain.
Out of breath. He does everything really fast. He takes a little metal thing and he's hitting my teeth with it. He goes, "You in pain?" "No." "Does that hurt?" "No." He goes, "It doesn't hurt?" I'm like, "No, it doesn't hurt." I said, "My gum hurts." He goes, "Well, that's your tooth." I'm like, "No, it's my gum. I touched the gum, it hurts. I touched the tooth, nothing." He goes, "I'll blow some air on it. We'll see." He put a chair on it. No pain.
Not like you've never had that done before.
Did he use a machine or did he use a machine or just do it like he's blown up a balloon?
Well, his tongue got in the way, but he didn't use a machine.
Greg, I don't blame you for being pissed off. I just went through that not too long ago. The same shit with these fucking. First of all, let me ask you something. Why is like fucking dental insurance? It's like a coupon. It pays for nothing.
It's like a coupon.
It pays for nothing. It's like I clipped it out of the fucking penny saver. Here you go. Save $3 on a fucking molar. You got a free
order of fries with your exam.
I hate those motherfuckers. I'm sorry. Dentist.
$2,000 a year.
What's that?
My Medicare plan gives me $2,000 a year.
What are you, a commercial for fucking Medicare? I know.
It's my supplementary.
You got a supplement.
It's one. It was just awful. And for the past week, I've been in pain. And it's every time I eat, every time I swallow, don't say a friggin' word. and it's just constant.
You know what I hate, dude? This guy's telling me about fucking, they want to give me like maybe an implant or something. He's talking about cadaver bone, and I'm like, "Fuck you! I need another dead thing in me. You know, I have one more fucking dead thing.
Well, what else is in you that's dead?
Because every fucking thing.
Do you have cadaver parts?
What's that? They take cadaver bone. If you like, a lot of times you're missing bone in the jaw or something. They take cadaver bone and they put it in there.
And then they sing that song, "Avacadaver."
They put the bone in there so they can do implants.
I'm sorry, they put in some dead guy's bone, and then it's like suddenly I got a taste for whatever he liked. Dead guy's bone.
What's his phone number? What's his phone
party? Who could ask for more?
Let me ask you guys a question.
When I was a kid, I went to a dentist.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know they had dentists back in the Roman Empire.
His name was
the apothecary, Mike. The apothecary.
His name was Mingla.
Mingla.
It was the worst dentist in the world, and every kid in my neighborhood was just terrified. But after he abused you and hurt you, he'd let you pick like a little charm out of a bowl.
Yeah, or a lollipop. He'd fucking torture you for 2 hours and then give you a lollipop.
Charm is growing. No, I'm sorry.
So ever since then, I hated dentists. I finally found a dentist that I love in Florida, the nicest guy in the world. And then all of a sudden, I went for him for 2 years. I was like making regular checkups like a normal person would. And then all of a sudden, I get a call. Yeah, we don't take your insurance anymore.
I was like,
you gotta be kidding me, you know?
I'm telling you, they should knock you out. They should give you the gas every time you have dental work done.
Give the dentist the gas. That's what Mingla used to do.
Thanks, John. I was totally unaware of all of that until you told me.
When I was a kid, I was terrified of needles. And so I used to let the dentist do all my fillings with no anesthetic.
You love my dentist.
Why?
He loved to hurt people.
They used to drill and put it. I didn't take any anesthesia.
My dentist, you know what he uses for anesthesia? A shovel.
I have a friend of mine that I went to Woodstock with who's just still a hippie. And he told me that when he goes to the dentist, he likes going so much, he likes the laughing guest that he has his own mask.
Oh my God.
He goes, I got a custom mask made.
It's like a little shop of horrors.
Has anyone informed him that drugs have advanced and you can get them without going to the dentist and they feel
One day he calls me up, right? This is like a year ago. And one of our friends, John Levy, was like the coolest guy that we knew. I mean, he had a car, he had money, he always introduced us to girls.
You guys were teenagers?
Yeah.
That was always the coolest guy. The first guy with a car, man, was the coolest.
Yeah, well, he was just cool. John Levy was the coolest guy I ever met in my life. So one day, I get a call from this other friend. We'll call him Sandy because that's his name. And I get a call from him, and he goes like this. He goes, "Hey, man, how you doing?" And I go, "All right." I go, "How are you, man?" He goes, "I'm tripping." I go, "You're what?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm." You know, I'm tripping on acid, right? He's like a doctor. Anyway, so he goes,
"Hey, man, nothing wrong with that."
That would be a really important question. And I go, "What?" And he goes, "Was John Levy the coolest guy we ever knew?" And I go, yeah, yeah. He goes, he was like our Fonzie.
And I go, God. Fonzie was cool?
He goes, was he Fonzie? And I go, yeah, I guess so. He goes, oh, fuck, I'm so depressed. That makes you Ralph and me Potsy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18 plus. You know, I look back on all those things, and don't get me wrong. I love Henry Winkler. I worked with him. I've met him. He's a nice guy, really nice guy. But if you look back at the old guy, and not only that, but you know, I worked with Ron Howard. I'm friends with Clint Howard. I know all these guys. But if you look back at the show and you see the Fonz now and you go, geez, that's what we thought was cool. Yeah. You know, it's like,
oh, he's cool.
He's like 4 feet tall. You know, he's got like, you know, hey, it's like, I don't know. Tom
Cruise is cool.
What's he's that? Fun. Who?
Tom Cruise.
John, you got to stay near the microphone.
Tom Cruise. We think he's cool. And he's like 4'1".
He's 4'1".
He's like 5 foot.
Well, you don't have to be tall to be cool, but I mean, I'm just saying it's like
look at Danny DeVito. Very cool.
To be cool. What's that a song?
Yep.
Cruel to be kind, I thought it was.
Oh, God. So what else is going on, man?
I wanted to ask you guys.
We want to hear about Craig's week in the ride share.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for Craig's week.
Ride share memories. No, I lost it on an old lady. I lost it.
You lost it.
Have you ever saw the movie Avalon? You remember the old lady in that movie? This is what this movie, she talked with an accent. I don't know what accent.
You pick some really obscure movie and they go, remember Avalon? Like as if everyone has fucking seen it.
Whatever. She's in my car. I pick her up and we're going from, now I'll explain. This is from North Hollywood to Marina Del Rey at 3:30 or 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
From the nursing home to the hospice?
No, it's from the doctor's office. It's supposed to take 75 minutes to take this trip, right? Mm-hmm. And my navigation always picks the shortest route. And she starts bitching the moment. They should be taking the 405. Take the 405. You go here. Oh, no, you take Washington. Oh, no, you take Olympic. Oh, no, you take. And she won't stop. And I'm just explaining to her I'm taking the best route, this, that, but whatever. And it goes on. And I'm just getting steamed because I can't say anything. It's a customer, you know, and she's going to give me a bad rating or she'll complain. And about halfway, I'm losing it. And I go, listen, lady, I don't know who got this ride for you. Was it your son? Because it said, you're picking up mom. I got a note. He goes, no, the doctor. I go, wait, the doctor ordered this ride for you? Which is my green light, because that means she can't complain about me, because it's a doctor's ride. So I tell you what, I'll stop at a nice, clean gas station or a Denny's. You can get out. You can call your doctor. He can get you another ride if you don't like where I'm taking you. Oh, no, what are you talking about? So I decided to ignore her now. And she's still yapping, but I just ignore her for the rest of the trip. We get to about a quarter mile before her house. Now, not a house, but it's an apartment building. And there was an underground garage. It's not underground, but the building was on stilts. Yeah. And there's a little traffic circle. And you can only go one direction in a traffic circle, right? Mm-hmm. So as we're about to enter it, she starts going to the left. To the left. And there's only one way you can go on a traffic circle, to the left. She's like, left, 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 left. And I went, will you shut the fuck up? And she goes, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I go, you've been annoying the shit out of me the whole ride, lady. Just shut up and get out of the car. I'm losing it, right? And she goes, how dare you? How dare you raise your voice? I didn't raise my voice. Why are you raising your voice? I go, because you're annoying the hell out of me. Just leave, get the car, get out of the car. The ride's over, lady. The ride's over. And she goes,
I have, wait.
She goes, I have 4 kids. I go, they have my condolences. Get out of the car.
Here's what you should do.
What do you mean?
Here's what you should do.
No, I'll tell you what you should do.
You should put your arm back. And make like you're hitting a switch and go, and go, I can't hear a fucking thing you're saying, lady. I got the barrier up.
I got to do that next time.
No, like, you want to do something better, which is something you just like start, just go, hey, man, you're blowing my buzz, man. Come on, listen to the band.
No, I don't.
Yeah, just start rocking, like with no music on, just going, the band is really grooving right now,
but
man.
But here's my conundrum, though.
Do that now, Bill Murray on her, you know?
So she's out of the car. She can't complain about me, but I start to think she could call the doctor and complain.
Yes,
and the doctor could complain about me. But with the rideshare company, if I complain first, they discount.
Up, some guy will go, I can't get anything done. He dropped me off drunk on a curb a couple
exactly.
of weeks
ago. You can get that shit.
Oh,
no, so I complain. I actually gave the doctor's office a bad rating because that way, if they complain, it looks like it's retribution.
There you go.
I'm sorry. She was an little old lady, but what an annoying bitch. I'm sorry.
Old ladies are fucking annoying. That's their job. You see, she mentioned four children because she was like, "You remind me of one of them." I got a
lady.
My mother's 92. She's still alive. Thank God. God bless. But let me tell you something. Half of the time when I'm with her, I want to shoot her in the leg.
Wow.
She's 92. I love her. But if every now and then I'm like, Ma, if you don't shut up, I'm going to fucking pop one in your leg. You know?
Wow. Wow. That's harsh.
Let me tell you something. She's like, because I think she just gets off on fucking, because she does it to both of my brothers too. And my older brother, he'll take it. He'll just take it. John has met my younger brother. My younger brother just fucking, he just goes, you know, Mom, I got power of attorney and I can put you away somewhere. So
is that brother's younger?
Yeah. The one you met is younger than me. Yeah.
Really? I thought
Yeah. We're all 3 years. He's 3 years younger than me.
The thing is, I have the patience of Job, though. I really do. So for somebody to try me to the point where I explode like that, you know she was doing a good job.
Well, you know? When I was a kid, I worked in Wallbounds.
Oh, my gosh.
So I worked at Wallbounds. I worked in the deli. And little did I know that Mrs. Wallbound was still alive, and apparently she would come into the deli for customer service to see.
Wait, so you worked in the original Wallbounds?
Well, I don't know. It was the original one. She, you know, there's a lot of them on Long Island, and she would travel around. So I'm working in Wallbounds once, and this woman comes in, and she goes, I would like an eighth of a pound of lox, and I need it cut thin. And I go, that's the only way you could cut an eighth of a pound of lox. And I cut it, right? So she goes, I would like, no, now there's brown stuff on that. I go, it's part of the fish. And she goes, well, cut it off. And it just went on and on. Oh, like anything I wanted. You know, she goes, I'd like a half a pound of bologna. And I don't want an end. So I take out a bologna. It'd be a new one. So it'd be fresh. And I would start cutting. And she goes, that's an end. I go, no, it's a beginning.
It's a beginning. At that point, you just put your fingers into her meat and start eating. You just start eating her cold cuts and go, no, here, look, I'll eat the end.
That's what we used to do just to annoy people when they were pain in the ass. That was like our classic deli joke.
So that was your job?
So she just kept, finally, I just took off my apron and I threw it down on the counter. I go, why don't you fucking come back here and cut your own shit and left.
There you go.
Wow.
Uh-huh. It was Mrs. Wallbound.
And you never went back, right?
So meanwhile, they put me in another store and made me a deli manager.
So you were like working for the Catholic Church because you abused somebody and they fucking hid you in another store, just like they did a priest.
Man, that's Wallbound.
That's deep.
I worked in a deli once and I was cleaning the, you know, that slicer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just the thought of you around my cold cuts is making my stomach.
No, I was cleaning the slicer, and the boss comes over and goes, you clean it better if you turn it on.
Yeah.
He turned it on, you hit ping, and he just cut my finger in half.
Oh, God.
I bled all over the place. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I didn't know your hand was there. I go, I was cleaning the blade. What do you mean you didn't know my hand was there?
So
I get stitches.
So my friend John Levy, who I was talking about, was the coolest guy.
John Levy.
He used to work in the deli. And these are the kind of announcements he'd make.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, he would have like a rip, like a cord from a Jimi Hendrix on his, like, it wasn't a phone, I guess it was a little tape recorder, would come across, like he'd be in the store, and you'd hear, and he goes, attention, shoppers, attention. Here in the psychedelic, We're it's having like, a deli. He goes, we're having a special on pot cheese. He goes,
pot cheese?
John, let me ask you a quick question. John Levy went to rehab, didn't he?
He goes, so
he ended up in
cheese.
Rehab.
He goes, on pot cheese. He goes, it's now on sale for $27 a kilo. Or you can get your head cheese here at the Psychedeli. And he used to say to us, he goes, his big thing was, he goes, when you masturbate, three long and two short. It used to just be a joke. And he would go like this on the deli. He goes, and just remember, the Psychedeli is only three long and two short steps away from. We would just all be laughing so hard. We worked at Times Square store one day, right? And he came around and gave us all rat traps or mouse traps with our names on the bottom and asked us for $1 each.
That's funny. My brother-in-law used to work for Times Square
stores.
All
around the store. But here was the deal. Everyone chipped in $1. You got the dollar if you won, which was like $20 with everyone that worked. However, in order to win, if your trap went off, you had to pick it up with the dead mouse in there in front of the customers and go, I won! I won!
Holy shit.
You guys are pussies. We would eat the rat.
And he was a funny guy. He was a really funny
I'm glad he made you laugh. And meanwhile, it was probably a cry for help. This guy probably should have fucking been in a rehab or something. But I'm glad he made you laugh, John. That's nice.
What is pot cheese, though?
There's no such thing. He was just fucking around. He's nuts. Oh, okay. Crazy.
Now, there was a thing called pot cheese.
Hot cheese?
Well, I know there was head cheese. We don't want to know about it.
Oh, yeah. Don't get personal. He'd go, so after we do this, something a kilo, he would go, that's right. And he goes, and then later on, you can sit back and relax. And he goes, dig your head cheese.
Dig your head. You worked in a deli. Here's a question. I know it's an English thing, but what the fuck is spotted dick? It comes in a can. I seen this thing on it. It's like a can. It says spotted dick on it. I'm like, okay, did they like
it's a venereal disease, Mike.
Did they cut a cow's dick off, but they only take the spotted cows? I don't know. It's a real thing. You think I'm joking? It's a real thing.
No, it's a real thing, but it's food.
Sounds like, you know, Jane spotted dick, spotted Jane, dick.
Oh, my God. Like, X-rated Dick and Jane.
Okay, it has no meat in it at all.
No
meat. Spotted Tell me about dick it.
Is a traditional British Vegan. Themed pudding, historically made with dried fruit, often served with custard. Non-traditional variants include recipes that replace it with other fats. Dick?
And what is with the fucking English with pudding? Everything's a fucking pudding.
Pudding is like what we call dessert.
Yeah, okay.
So that's their word. So like Biggie when you pudding. Go, would you like ice cream for pudding? No, I'd rather have a pudding.
Yeah, you fucking strange motherfucker. Stop with the stupid accent, okay?
Stop with the stupid accent.
Right, lad, we love some pudding now.
We all love some figgy pudding. Well, there's figgy pudding, there's plum pudding, what else? There's more pudding.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions 18+. So what's the deal with King Charles? I never heard. What kind of cancer does he have?
Balls.
Ears.
He's got sac cancer?
His ears are growing.
No, he's got like, I think,
his ears are
prostate
growing.
Cancer that has spread.
No, that's terrible.
Oh, really? Because usually prostate cancer, if they catch it early, it's like they say you'll outlive the cancer. You know, you'll die of something else before the cancer gets you. But his is too far gone, huh?
Is that what they're saying?
I don't know if he's dying.
He waited 150 years for his
research guy.
He waited 150 years to become king.
150.
Well, I mean, come on. Look, God bless the queen and everything, but maybe she should have retired a couple of years ago, give the guy a chance to be king for a couple extra years. And now
she held on to that, man.
She did. Well, you know, her father, was the king that they made that movie about, the King's Speech, right?
Martin Luther?
No, The King's Speech. Remember the movie, The King's Speech? The guy with the king.
That was her father?
I believe that was her father. That yes.
What?
How old do you think King Charles is?
75.
I would put him at about the mid to late 70s.
76.
75.
75. Yeah. There you go.
Shit, he's only 2 years older than me.
He looks a lot fucking older.
You look so much better than him, John.
I bet he hasn't been
surfing. Your ears are a normal size.
That's because he doesn't surf.
Despite his cancer, which detected when he was being treated for benign enlarged prostate, welcome to my world, King Charles has been continuing with his affairs of state, but largely behind the scenes. 2 weeks ago, King got a phone call. So he's got other cancer. They thought it was prostate cancer. It's got nothing to do with his prostate.
So is he like terminal? Is it basically over for him?
I don't know. I can't ask him. It's a phone.
But if anything happens to him, then...
John, I thought he was a friend of yours. Fucking give him a call right now. Good. Call him up.
He's my bud.
Hey, Chuck. How you doing? I heard some stuff.
What's he? It's Harry and what's the other guy?
William. William.
William will be king. And if William, something happens to William, then his son.
Now, wait a minute. I don't understand. Because now his wife, what's her name? The one who, he was cheating on when he was married to Diana anyway.
Camilla,
she's the queen.
No, she can't. She's not part of the bloodline, so it doesn't.
That's what I was thinking. You know, she can't. But does she retain the title of queen, or she loses it?
Why? I mean, if you
think she becomes a duchess.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm totally into this royalty stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't it go to the other son?
It goes to the oldest son.
Got to go to the oldest son.
Oldest son.
Yeah, and then it goes to William's son, George.
Yes,
or Archie.
I wouldn't go to his brother, is what I mean.
Because he removed himself from the royal family.
But if he hadn't removed himself,
it would go to him then.
Because that's the same thing that happened with the king we were just talking about, who made the fucking King Speech movie. But his brother quit and he became king.
No, I still think it goes to his son, to William's son, I think.
No, I don't think so. I think
it's so weird the way it goes.
It would go to Harry. If he hadn't removed himself from the, which
I'm not sure about that.
Let me tell you something, Greg. I'm telling you right here, right now. Okay,
I'm just saying. I don't know.
I got to be the one always.
God's going to go look it up on his phone now, or actually his tape recorder, and he's going to talk about spotted.
John's signing into AOL right now.
he's signing into Netscape.
Netscape.
Harry died.
He's Alta Vista.
And.
Well, while he's doing that, Craig, I'll ask you a question.
Wait, if Harry died, what was the other one we're one of?
If William is the one who's becoming the president, why does he die? Just say you don't want the job no more. Why are you killing more royals off? Why do we got to be nice to these guys? They had a hard life, man. It's not easy being royalty. Tell me, trust me.
When is this royalty thing's going to end? Eventually, people are going to realize it's all bullshit anyway.
Well, they always know it. It's just a figure thing.
They're all inbred. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So are the Trumps.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it's true.
I saw a little interview with Eric the other day. I tell you, he looked good without the blue helmet.
After Charles, it's William.
It would be William. After William, it would be George.
Yeah, his son.
Only because Harry's not in the picture no more.
Daughter who takes the throne. This is easy to believe or not. They pass the throng to the oldest child by dying.
The throne?
The throne.
You mean the throne, right?
It says throng. It says throng.
So don't assume that that's just a misprint, John. Say it throng.
THRYON.
Excuse me. I'm going to go sit on the throne. I'm going to go sit on the throne right now.
Maybe throng is.
No, John. It's a fucking. They forgot to put an E on the end. That's all.
No,
Wikipedia is not perfect, John. That way.
It's spelled THRYN.
T what?
THRYN?
YN.
Okay.
Okay. All right. John, I think you fucking need to stop using Google.
Yeah. You know, Wikipedia is not perfect. anybody can edit Wikipedia. You know that, right?
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Maybe throng is like an adverb of throne.
Or maybe it's a royal thong.
Well, hey. whoever knew that, like in Duke of Earl, when he talks about walking around his dukedom. Whoever knew there was really a dukedom.
You're talking about his song, right?
Yeah, but it's a real thing, a dukedom.
Duke of
He goes, as I walk through my dukedom.
Okay.
When we used to be in the John Bizarre Flamethrower Comedy Fest with Free Helium, we used to sing puke, 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 puke up oil, 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 puke up oil. It was about
so that never guys, went anywhere. Here's a serious question, man. Have you pre-ordered your gold sneakers?
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something. First of all, let's start with the fact that he released them at a place called Sneaker Con.
I knew this would set John off.
Sneaker Con.
Sneaker Con.
That's too ironic. You can't even like make
in the
that
title.
Look, the world's a fucking mess. Russia's killing people. The world's being invaded.
Yeah, but John,
Russia's
gold,
trying to
gold.
Take over the world, and Trump is protecting us by selling sneakers.
But John, they're gold. They're gold.
I know they're gold.
And did you know that if you stand near a windmill and drink ivermectin, it cures COVID.
Yes, but they come in two models. They come in.
They come in a
airs,
cheap piece of shit and
Con Airs. $4.99. Or you get the 99 model called the Bone Spur.
The Bone Spur.
And now they have red soles on them. And I just read that there's some women's designer shoe company that has the patent on all shoes with red soles. And now they're suing him.
You guys are all so mean, man. Come on.
How many pairs of sneakers do you have to sell to make up $500
million? 500 million of them. That's all they're worth.
Well, the sneakers are obviously cheap pieces of shit. Sprayed gold. But did you see this one guy fucking paid $9,000? This one guy paid $9,000 for a pair. It was at an auction because I think Trump signed him. I'm like, okay, that's you know. Fucking only guy in history that ever managed to devalue gold.
Do you know what I put on my Facebook page this week? This is related. I said people wonder why I don't post making fun of Trump anymore. I don't do that because 80% of my friends on Facebook agree with me, and the other 20% are brainwashed and they're unreachable.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So 1 year for my birthday, because people know that I support Trump.
You do.
They gave me a Trump punching bag, a Trump toilet brush, Trump toilet paper. Everything was Trump.
Yeah.
So I have some
just
people
don't use
family.
The Trump condoms.
I have some people in my family that are a little hang to the T.
Right.
So yeah, we were having family
people
thing.
I know. I've met them. I know.
Yeah,
we
know them.
They are deep teas. I moved my Trump toilet brush outside and put it near my barbecue grill because I can clean grease and crap up with it.
That's good.
And yesterday, my 2-year-old
that brush doesn't work. Just like
My two-year-old grandson was over, and he looks underneath the barbecue grill, and he has this look on his face like he just saw Dracula. And I go, "What's the matter?" And he goes, "That scares me." And I go, "What?" And it was the Trump brush.
Oh my God!
He looks really grouchy.
He looks grouchy.
And then he goes, "Turn it away so I don't have to see it." And I had to turn it so it faced the wall. And before he left, he had to run in the back to make sure it was still that way.
Here's the question. Okay, if Trump called tomorrow and said, "Listen, I want you to do a gig for me," and you did one, and it's $1 million, and Trump actually paid. Let's assume that he actually paid. Would you do the gig
for $1 million?
Absolutely.
I'd be there before you fucking hung up the phone.
Yeah,
I would do it. So we all have our price. I mean, you know.
I can't be trusted. I can't be trusted with what I would say, though.
I would have to put it in escrow.
In escrow?
Yeah, the money would have to be in escrow so you know you were going to get it.
I mean,
no, I'm working under the assumption that he'd actually pay.
Right.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I worked at Trump Castle. And even back then, 30 years ago, I thought he was an asshole. So.
Yeah. Well, you were what, using the Trump toilet brush back then?
Well, I mean, we've never told this on the air, but I got stuck performing for him. And when I got there.
This is the funny thing, because I know comedians that are staunch conservatives. They're MAGA, whatever. And they would love nothing better than to meet Trump, perform for Trump. And they would make their life fucking, it would make their life complete. They could die happy. John, who fucking hates Trump, gets a fucking gig performing for Trump.
I think hate is too mild a word.
Well, and the one before that was how I felt the same way was George Bush. I had to do the same thing.
So you've
performed which George for Bush? Come on,
the father.
The one that touches women's asses.
Okay. How many presidents have you performed for, John?
Two.
That's. I mean, listen. I don't give a shit what anyone says. It's fucking pretty cool. I mean, you know. But you didn't. Did you perform for Bush in the White House?
No, I performed for Bush on a private cruise on Disney.
Okay, and for Trump, it was in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, it was in Mar-a-Lago, which I didn't know. So I got just so people don't think I took the gig originally for what I got paid. I got a call from this agent that I work for all the time, and he said, "Hey, I got a gig. It's like kind of a corporate-y thing, I think. This is the money," and the money wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible.
So so this agent was trying to pretend like he didn't know.
No. So was? he goes, "I'm on the show also." He goes, "It's coming through another agent." And he's a really good guy.
Okay.
And he said, so comes the day of the show and Chris and I are getting ready to leave and we still don't know where we're going. So I call him up and he's like, "Yeah, this is crazy. I don't know where we're going either. I'm still waiting for the guy to call."
What?
So he said, "Look," he goes, "here's the deal. My house is like right before where the gig is supposed to be in that area of what town," you know, he goes, "well, I know what town it is." And he goes, "just drive to my house. If we get here and we still don't have the information, I'll just pay you and you can go home." You know? So I was like, "Well, you know." And I work a lot for the guy and he's a good guy. So we're driving and I'm like one exit from his house and I get a phone call from I guess the buyer, and he says, "Yeah, listen, this is the address." He goes, "I'm calling the agent next." He goes, "And I'll see you in a little while." And
it's a big league gig.
So Chris takes the address and she puts it in Waze and she goes, "Holy shit, it's Mar-a-Lago."
Oh man.
And I go, "What?" With as the words come out of my mouth, the phone rings and it's my friend, and he goes, "It's fucking Mar-a-Lago."
Holy shit.
It was like, so then the phone rings again, and it's the guy, and he goes, "How far are," and we go to each other, "Well, so what if it's Mar-a-Lago? Trump's not going to be there. You know, he's not there every minute of the day. That's true.
He's president at this point, right?"
Yeah. So,
well, when he's under house arrest, he will
wait, be. Wait. While I'm talking to my friend, I go, "Let me put you on hold a minute." I put him on hold, and the guy calls me back and goes, "How far are you away?" And I go, "Like two exits." And he goes, "Okay, good." He goes, "Because they're getting ready to close down the road because Trump's coming." I was like, "What?" And I was on the phone with my daughter.
And wait, just to clarify, this is when he was president.
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This is, yeah, something big happened that day too. That was, I couldn't believe he was going into a comedy
club. You were wondering what those boxes were doing in the bathroom when you were taking a piss, weren't you?
So I took one home. So anyway, my friend calls back and I'm on hold and I go, he goes, "Yeah, so like I said," he goes, "Trump won't be there." I go, "Yeah, he will be." He goes, "In fact, we got to get there a little bit early because they got to do a little background check on us." So my daughter calls and I tell her and she's like, "Do not go." She goes, "They've looked at your Facebook page and they're going to gashobi you.
I love Lindsay.
They're going to execute you."
She's like, "Don't go, Pop. Don't go."
Goes, "What are they paying you?" And I tell her, she goes, "I'll give you the money. Turn around and go home."
Wow. "You
can't go." And I said, "Lindsay, I got to go. It's the guy I work for all the time." "Yeah, okay. If you want to die." And she goes, "Do not drink or eat anything while you're there."
Oh my God, that's
so. I go, okay, right. So we pull up, and Chris had a BMW at the time, and the only bring that up is because my car, I have a minivan, not a minivan, SUV, and it's got sails and surfboards and wetsuits, and it's a traveling garbage can. So we pull into the thing, we go underneath it, and they put all mirrors under the car and under the wheel wells. Mm-hmm. And then they take the air filter off the car to see if there's a bomb in there.
Jesus.
It was crazy. So then we go to another thing, and they take our licenses, and we got to sit there while they do some background check.
Give you a prostate check.
Then we go around the bend. Wait, this is great. We go around the bend, and like five Secret Service guys walk out, and they got like Uzis, like hanging off of belts. So the guy goes, hey, you know, I don't want to, you know, cause you any inconvenience, but you're going to need everything out of the car.
If they had Uzis, John, they were probably his private security. The Secret Service probably doesn't carry Uzis.
But yeah, I think they do on private property.
Maybe.
So anyway, they go, we need everything out of the car, including the owner's manual.
Holy shit.
So I guess he had a BMW and he's having some problems. So anyway, he take everything out. And he goes, you got to put it all through the x-ray machine. I have a portable x-ray machine. So I lift up my case and I put it through. And I know for the fact that my case has got a metal gun, a switchblade, and a sword.
Right.
So it goes through and the guy goes, any weapons to declare? And I go, nah. And Chris goes, my girlfriend, well, he's got a sword.
Gee, shut up, Chris.
And the guy actually goes, this is act words, he goes, he has a fucking sword?
He has a fucking sword. So you just said, no, I don't have any weapons. And she goes, thanks for selling me out. He's got his sword.
Really?
You know,
he takes out the sword, right? And he takes out the sword, and I pull out the blade. And he puts his finger on the tip of the blade, and he goes... And then he runs his hand down the blade and he goes,
well, you told him it's a prop, right? For your act.
He goes, it doesn't feel very sharp, but the one sword's a real sword.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he runs his finger down the blade and he goes, well, it doesn't feel very sharp.
And then he bled to death.
And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, because swords aren't used for carving steak. They're used for stabbing.
Yeah. Besides, actually, you wouldn't, like, if you were going to use it on, you wouldn't stay, you'd beat him to death with it.
So we go to get out of the car, and another Secret Service guy comes up and goes, yeah, listen, you'll have to wait in the car. I'll come get you. The motorcade is just pulled up. Nobody's allowed in until the motorcade pulls up. So we wait there about 20 minutes later. They were all really nice. He comes up to me and says, all right, you can go in now. So we go in.
Of course they were really nice, man. They forgot an entertainer. The only other person they could get before that is like Kid Rock.
And Chachi.
Ted Nugent come and entertain.
I go in the room and Chris goes, I just whip off my clothes, right? Put on my suit right in the showroom, not in a dressing room or anything. Chris is going, they probably have cameras. And I go, I don't give a shit. So everyone's going, are you nervous? And I go, no, not at all. And they go, why? And I go, because I can't stand them. So we go upstairs and the Secret Service comes up and says, you know, do you have anything you'd like, any jokes or anything you'd like to clear with us? And I go, well, I just plan on opening up by saying that 4 hours ago I closed the border, which is, that's what happened that day. I closed the border temporarily, and Yakov Smirnov was going to be there. So tonight I decided to go to a comedy club with a Russian comedian.
What a country.
He goes, you can't say that. And I know, I'm fucking with you. So anyway, I had my sword on stage. I found my gun. I put my gun together. And I figured, well, maybe I shouldn't use the gun because maybe the Secret Service guy will be in trouble. But I literally have a switchblade in my pocket.
Yeah, that they missed. And they never caught.
Wait. And then they take away all our phones, right? And then all of a sudden, this willow beast comes stumbling in, drunk. What? This willow beast, Sarah Huckabee.
No.
Blinky.
She comes walking in, but half in the bag.
Wildebeest.
And then Trump walks in with Melania, who looks like she's dead. And And he is
come on, man. I don't like Trump, but I'd bang Melania.
So he's in. This is in August, right? And he's got on that wool trench coat. This is in Florida,
right?
So they have two little seats in the back, says reserved, and he goes, "No, I want to sit with the people." So I am literally behind him, like 18 inches behind him.
Thinking about fucking what John Wilkes Booth said.
But it did dawn on me
just before he jumped off the stage.
It did dawn on me that I had a switchblade in my pocket and I was 18 inches away from him.
Craig, what was that? John Wilkes, Tyrannus, something, Tyrannus. This is what happens.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
So anyway, the show. So I just want to finish the story. My friend goes on and he goes, "So Trump and these two lawyers die and go to heaven."
Oh, no.
The first two lawyers go up to the St. Peter, and St. Peter says, "I'm sorry, I can't let you in." He goes, "You know, you defended a lot of people that didn't deserve and you got them off." They go, "We understand." And they leave. Trump comes up to St. Peter. He goes, "Go ahead, go in." And Trump stops for a second and says, "Well, how come those lawyers aren't getting in and I'm getting in?" And he says, "Well, I've seen your presidency and it's hell on earth."
Wow.
And Trump,
pull that with Trump in the room.
Wait. And Trump stands up and goes, hoo, like he didn't get it.
Like he was on Arsenio?
Yeah, like he was on Arsenio, fist bumping.
So you've been, now the rumors are, you know, he snorts Adderall, he's drunk, he's whatever. And you think, I mean, do you think that was the case? Do you think he was high?
No, I don't know. I don't know. So they told me before my show, since I was going on last, that, you know, don't be surprised because he never stays at these shows more than a total of like 18 minutes.
Right.
20 minutes. He just wants to make an appearance.
That's when the cocaine is wearing off and he's got to go snort some more.
That's it, you know. So Yakov Smirnoff decides he just stopped in. He just stopped in and said, "I would like to go on." And they go, "Well, you got to ask John."
How do you stop into Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah. Stopped into Mar-a-Lago. It turned out that the girl that opened for the show, he used to write jokes for her or something. And I guess she invited him.
Okay. America loves Smirnoff.
So wait, this is they hated the girl. Oh, they hated her. And she's getting more and more pissed off. And they hate her. And she goes like this. She goes, "So I just want to say before I go, this is how I got the job. I've been dating an astronaut and lives on the space station. And he calls me every night and it costs you motherfuckers $400 a call. So I got home. He took me to Russia. That's how I got the gig. Thank you. Good night." And they boo her. They fucking boo her. I mean, like, not just a little boo, like a full on boo.
Full on boo.
Yakov goes up and says,
full boo.
So Yakov goes up and says, "You know, I just want to say that in the NFL, they take a knee before every game. I want to say that I take a knee every morning because I thank God that Donald Trump is our president."
Oh, fucking Russian piece of shit.
And I go to my buddy, "Get him the fuck off the stage right now." And he walks right up and goes, "Yakov Smirnoff, everybody," and drags him off the stage. And he's got this confused look on his fucking face, like he has no idea what's going on.
You know that the guy they just arrested for lying, it was FBI informant's name is Smirnoff.
Really? Yakov? Yeah. Maybe comedy wasn't working out. So I go on, figuring I'm waiting for him to leave. I do the bar stool. He like falls off the chair laughing.
Right.
And sat there the entire 55 minutes.
Well,
like hysterical laughing. I walk off. It's the whole thing is surreal.
John, all I hear is the click.
Oh, I'm sorry. I walk off, and as I'm like going, "What just happened?" The wildebeest stumbles out of the chair and knocks me over.
Wildebeest.
And my water goes flying. And she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." And like picks me up by the thick of my neck or something. And. Oh, I'm sorry.
Moose season.
He's like a Hulk. Then, he's like the Hulk.
Which I could not believe, Trump comes running over and bear hugs me.
And goes, How big is he?
6'1", 6'2".
He's taller than I am, and I'm 6 foot.
Yeah.
And he bear hugs me and he goes, I just want to tell you, man, you were really, really funny. Oh, my God, you really made me laugh. And you know what? He goes, oh, my God, it was really funny. And I really needed that.
Oh, did you tell him that you loved him in Home Alone? you got to think of something nice you can say. That's not like, you know what's really loved funny? You in Home Alone, too.
I was in shock. The whole thing, I was in shock.
You know, I'll tell you what's really funny. This is what, there's like 2018, 2017?
No, yeah, well, 2024.
Presidency.
Well, anyway, so at this point, you know, John and I weren't really in contact that much. And I get a phone call from John. I'm like, oh, John Vardino's calling me. And he goes, and I guess it's because I had a reputation for posting, like, as we said earlier, all this anti-Trump shit. I was always posting every meme I could think of. And he's like, Craig, and he told me this story, and my mouth was open the entire freaking story.
We got in the car to go home, and it seemed like a dream. When I performed for Bush on the private cruise, that was kind of different. That was like Jeb Bush was there, the alcoholic granddaughters.
Oh, my God. The
granddaughters.
The whole family, and Barbara Bush, and... And I was supposed to have actually a little banquet with them afterwards.
No GW?
But no, somebody posted in the paper that their whole itinerary. So they had to change stuff around. But one cool thing was in the middle of my act, I looked over and Barbara Bush gave me like a thumbs up. Wow. It was either Barbara Bush or Wilford Brimley. I don't remember.
The Quaker Oats guy.
Oh my God!
Yeah, the Quaker Oats guy. And
thanks,
yeah, Wilford. That was kind of cool, and he was kind of very kind of thumbs up. I didn't really get a chance to talk to them.
Right, I didn't hate the Bushes. I really never did.
She was kind of cool. No reason.
I would have dug that. I would have dug entertaining them.
Yeah, listen, this was back in the day when at least it's like you may disagree with somebody's politics, but it was civil. You know what I mean? It's not like it is today, and you know, whatever.
You know, I always thought that George W. Bush was cool, and I can tell you why. I mean, he made some faux pas, but I mean, I still, when I think of George W. Bush's presidency, I think of the time he was like in Iran, and this guy stood up and threw his shoes at him.
Oh, yeah, and he ducked.
And he just ducked him like he was like Superman, like boom, yeah, you know, I don't care, I'm the president, I can move fast.
Let me say something.
I was like, wow.
After 9/11, you know, when he went to New York and he stood up on that thing with that firefighter,
and then
he said, you know, they were yelling. He said, I hear you. The whole world hears you. And the people that did this are going to, you know, let me tell you something. He was a fucking hero. And, you know.
And he sat there. And I remember watching that. And the thing is, he was supposed to be there for 20 minutes. He stayed there for 3.5 hours and he shook hands with every family member that was there.
Because he has a soul. He was a human being. It's not like I said. You know, the Republican Party today is just soulless. I couldn't stand zombie. Cheney.
And Trump was on the other side of the river selling sneakers.
There you go. No,
there's no way you connect the two. There's no way you can connect anything to do prior to 2008 with anything to do with the Republican Party and Trump. I'm sorry, you can't.
And, you know, they're trying to impeach Biden right? Yeah. So the FBI, Jim Jordan, who is the biggest piece of shit in the world, I don't want to hold back, but Jim Jordan, who...
John, how do you really feel about Jim Jordan?
Basically, wait.
Did he touch you in a locker room?
He was over... Yes, he did. He was all over the news last week saying, now we have the main piece of evidence. You know, this is the thing that connects everything. This is what's going to bring him down. Then that guy gets indicted and arrested for like lying about everything. And then they go back to Jim Jordan and he goes, well, it doesn't matter.
You know what? I just don't understand. It's like you got the House, the Senate, the Congress. You get these guys, they're up there, they're talking shit. Now, why doesn't somebody just stand up and go, hey, shut the fuck up, you lying piece of shit? Well, I mean, what are you wrong? It's like you'd be a hero. You'd be
here. I don't know if you saw that clip.
Neo just showed up to the show. Hey, Neo.
These are your glasses, dude.
They look like one of my pairs.
How about the fact that when Jim Jordan was doing his speech, I forget, I really like him. He stood up in Congress and he went, All right, so let me get this straight. You are now in, you have not appeared for your subpoena.
Oh, yeah,
in
yeah, yeah.
26 days.
Yeah, well, what's that guy's name? I know who you're talking about.
I like him.
Yeah, because so you want to talk about somebody who about us what is it, a subpoena, right? Avoiding, and you have right. Anyway, man. Geez, how did we get on the
politics? I'm glad we're not talking about politics.
We were talking started with gold sneakers.
Well, John had to tell a story about Mar-a-Lago someday.
I had to get it off my chest.
I was at the Trump Castle in 1992. I was about 2 weeks sober. And I was walking through the lobby, and I guess Trump had landed on the roof in a helicopter, and we passed each other in the lobby.
He just landed on the roof.
No helicopter. You know what? I remember when I was, this is years ago, I was lost. I was in New York. I was lost. And I was in the Plaza Hotel, and I'm walking through the lobby, and I see him, and I asked him which way is the lobby. And so he just told me which way it was. And
Mike, come on. You were a wet bandit, weren't you?
Oh my god, I don't know.
You got lost an awful lot when you were a kid.
Really?
You know, if you did as much fucking smoking weed and drinking as I did, you'd be lost too.
Wasn't your name Kevin?
Get it! Hey, listen to this. Last Sunday down in Cocoa Village, remember I took you down to Cocoa Village, Mike, when you were here?
Was that nice little strip with stores and everything? Yeah.
But Jeannie lived.
Wait, you know, Craig, don't be jealous, but John bought me a smoothie. What do you call those? A Slurpee.
Slurpee.
Sugar-free Slurpee.
Really? I've given out a lot of Slurpees.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. Listen to this. Guess who performed last Sunday night in that little stage downtown? Willie Nelson.
Really?
Get out of here.
Willie Nelson.
It was obviously not advertised. He just showed up.
No, it was advertised. And I was amazed. It's an outdoor concert. It poured the night that he performed.
You should have went there, bought some weed, man. Willie got some weed.
Listen to how much the tickets were. $1,000 for two tickets.
Wow.
Damn. Do you get free weed with that?
And like general admission was like $200 a ticket.
And how big is this venue? How big is it?
It's a little outside place, but it poured. It poured.
So did it go on?
Yeah.
Willie didn't melt?
And Willie didn't even sound like he was singing, to be really honest.
No, my friend Dwayne has a joke he loves about Willie Nelson, right? And here's a joke. And there's something after this I got to tell you. He goes, so the joke goes, what's the worst thing you can hear when you're blowing Willie Nelson?
What?
I'm not really Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna answer that one, John.
So he told that joke to this woman who was in prison, right? He's a friend of his. She was in a woman's prison. She thought it was the greatest joke, and she told it to everybody in the prison, all the women in the prison. And the keynote is like one night they're all in their cells and they play the radio when you're going to sleep, and a Willie Nelson song came on, and everybody in the jail just started laughing.
Jeez, didn't they know it was just a bad play on the old leprechaun joke?
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure. The leprechaun, they're in the men's room and the guy, whatever, and he's like, are you a leprechaun? He goes, what? I'll give you three wishes if you blow me.
Blows me.
He goes, let me ask you something. You still believe in leprechaun? How old are you? Still believe in
leprechaun? I don't think it's kind of similar, but yeah. You know what?
We'll have to ask Jackie.
Years ago when we first started working with the East Side, everyone was arguing about intros and stuff. Like, you know, oh, you messed up my intro. You didn't do this.
Intros for losers.
And Richie got so fed up. So he took all of us, the Magnificent 97 or whatever we were, to go see Willie Nelson at Westbury Music Fair.
Was that the punishment?
We And we were like, oh, no. why are you doing this? And he goes, really? You watch. So we go, what? He goes, make sure you're there for when he walks out on stage and watch how Willie Nelson gets introduced.
Probably just ladies and gentlemen, Willie Nelson.
He walks out and he goes, hi, you know who I am.
There you go.
That's awesome.
did you ever fuck?
I know we only have a few minutes left, but did you ever fuck up somebody's intro so bad?
No, I have
the winning story on that, but did you ever?
I must have.
You know what? I always tell people for my intro, because credits are bullshit. I got plenty of credit. Most of the time I'd say, you might have seen this guy peeping in your window, like, you know, whatever, something like that. Nice. Just something stupid, you know, no credits. Come on, man. I forget
the city. It's up where ESPN is in Connecticut. I forget the name of the city. We're doing a one-nighter there. I was with Eddie Clark. Now, I don't know if you know Eddie.
Tell me his credits.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm with Eddie Clark, right? Now, Eddie Clark kind of had a rivalry with another comic, Quentin Heggs, who's a friend of mine.
Yeah, so, we know Quentin.
Yeah, they had kind of like a little secret rivalry. So on stage, I did my time, and I go to bring him on. Because, you know, it was the tag team, so I went up and did, you know, 35 minutes, and I bring on the headliner.
You didn't do the Willie Nelson joke, did you?
No, I totally blanked on his name. So I'm like, our next, you know what? I go and I point, he's in the back of the room waiting to come on. I go, dude, I know this sounds really fucked up, but I'm off on your name. What was your name again? And he's like, just laughing. He thinks I'm fucking with him. I go, no, dude, I don't know what happened. I just blanked. Well, can you just say your name? Just say your name. And he doesn't do it. I go, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Quentin Heggs. And he was so fucking pissed at me.
I used to introduce Bob Woods. I go, next thing I'm going to bring out on the stage is a really good friend of mine. And I've known him for many years. There's a thing in the world I wouldn't do for him. And there's a thing in the world he wouldn't do for me. And that's why it's been for 5 fucking years. We haven't done a thing for each other.
That's great. That's a great fucking intro.
And then the other intro, this is kind of a long one. This is very funny. This is the best intro of you ever on the show. And you have to introduce a ventriloquist act, right? I go, it was right after vaudeville. And this ventriloquist,
right when you were starting,
he had no money. Yeah, he's a friend of mine. He had no money. And just said to his dummy, look, man, I gotta sell you, and I know we've been friends for a long time, but I need the money to eat. So he sells the ventriloquist dummy for $10. He's walking along and sees a storefront that says for rent. He goes, that's it, I'll put it inside the store window. Spiritual media in $5. He goes, I'll get the money from my dummy, I'll leave town. So this woman comes in and goes, I'd like you to get in touch with my husband. Can you do it? And he goes, it'll be $5. So he throws his voice. She thinks it's the husband. She goes, that was amazing. Can I come back tomorrow? She said, yeah, you can certainly come back tomorrow. She comes back the next day. She goes, I need more information. He goes, it'll be an extra $5. So he's got his money back. He's got his dummy. He's got $5 profit. She comes back the next day and she goes, I'd like to talk to my husband again. He goes, oh, the spirits were really weak today. She goes, look, I'll give you $100. Do you think you can do it? He goes, lady, for $100, not only can I contact your husband, I'll do it while I'm drinking a glass of water.
Yeah, you there, John?
The worst intro I ever got was from Paul Suntop. I was at Eastside. We were doing an open mic night, and then when I was in 1987, I was on Saturday Night Live. I did a scene with Bill Murray, right? So I always said, he goes, "What's your intro?" I go, "Saturday Night Live." I go, oh, so he goes, "The next guy, he's been on set. He wasn't on Saturday Night Live. What the fuck?" Like, that's what he does, right? And I remember Joan Ange, like Joan St. Ange, he goes, yes, he was. Yes, he was. Like, she hated it. I don't want to say she hated
it. I remember when they used to introduce me at Chuckles. You remember, John? Governors. Yeah, you'd be like, he's just gotten off of just playing guy just Shaker.
I remember it vividly. The next guy just recently completed Shakespeare in the Park. He's got a new TV series for children coming out this week called The Adventures of Mr. Happy.
Yeah,
around four.
And then I come out and the tattoos and the shaved head and
and then he would pick me up and lift me off the stage and go, take a hike, magic boy.
Big Hype Magic Boy.
Oh man.
The funniest part was when the Olympics when the Olympic volleyball team, do you remember that?
There I think Craig is telling us that team. It's time or he had a stroke.
Yeah, no,
I was just trying to do it. I was trying to do it subliminally, but you guys
this is very funny though. Mike was, you know, with his shave, he used to come out with a bandana, and there was a guy on the US volleyball team that ended up having cancer and he had to have chemo. So the entire team shaved their heads.
Yeah.
You know, in support.
I think I remember this. You brought me up as a member of the team, right?
Yeah. So they introduced Mike and he'd come walking out and go, actually, I'm not an actor or a comedian. He'd take out his bandana. He goes, I'm a setter on the U.S. volleyball team. It was like all over the news.
Yeah.
Had a huge laugh.
Those cancer jokes always go over big.
Yeah, they kill.
Well, this was different.
Yeah,
I think it was a great show.
Yeah.
Dentists, rideshare, gold sneakers, Mar-a-Lago. Nice.
That's it. Oh, my.
We got to laugh at Craig in pain.
Always.
Which is always fun.
Still in pain. We keep laughing.
All right. Well, I think this was a fun show.
Yes.
For everybody.
Yes. I had fun.
We will be here next week. And next week,
Kathy Ladman will be with us.
Yeah, next week we have Kathy Ladman.
Yeah.
And listen, if you got time, look her up on YouTube because she is very funny. I think she gets more laughs per minute than almost any female comic I've ever seen.
She's a very funny lady.
On March 8th, we have Yakov Smirnov.
No, we don't.
We got Knock Your Cock Off.
We have Knock Your Cock Off.
We got the Russian comedian, Knock Your Cock Off.
That would be a great female in person, a female, like a drag queen name, Knock Your Cock Off.
Knock Your Cock Off. Anyway,
end the show already, John. It's your job.
You got to bring it up at the end. All right. So that's our show. That concludes episode 100 and...
Season 46.
13.
No, I think last one was 13.
Nope, you're not.
No, that's right. This one's 13.
Yes.
And, or as Peter Bales would say, season 87.
All right. Anyway.
Let's have a round of applause for Craig Mitchell.
Oh, round of applause. Yes, everybody in the car right now is applauding.
Yay. I agree.
Yay.
And I'm John Tarantino.
I love him. He's great. Yeah.
Right. The man with the sword, the man with the switchblade, the man with the mission.
The man, the legend.
Bye-bye. Later.
Bye-bye, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.